Welcome to the Self Love Uncensored podcast. We are your hosts. I am Vanessa McWilliams.
And I'm Amanda Wozni.
And we are self-proclaimed experts in all things self-love.
Here you'll find uncensored discussions about life, living unapologetically, and becoming our best selves. Welcome to episode 20.
Almost 20. Next legal.
Episode, we're legal. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Tequila.
New Mexico. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to have to do a shot of water because I'm not drinking this year, but yes. We'll just pretend it's all
good. That's right.
So good.
That's right.
Oh God. I'm so glad we didn't hit. You just said, I'm so glad we didn't hit record before we started, but like from what we were talking about before we hit record, I'm so tired. My brain isn't putting together the things today, but I was just saying to Amanda before we started recording that we should do a What Grinds Your Gears episode. Cause we've both had, you've had the last 2 days have been crazy for you. And today was just,
Yeah. Yours was all strangers. Mine was all the people that I know very well that were just like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Right.
But then you said today. It's full moon tomorrow. So it's gotta be the full moon. They're just all acting fucking weird. Cause they're, I don't know, maybe Mercury's in reverse cowgirl again. That was you. I sent that to, right?
That would be, yes, it is. Okay. I was like, I know what that means.
That was a meme I saw. I sent to Vanessa after, I think it was actually after the last full moon or Mercury had quit retrograding or whatever it was doing that was fucking the whole world up. Yep. And then I saw a meme that said something to the effect of hopefully Mercury's out of reverse cowgirl now or something like that. It was pretty funny.
Oh, and it was like right on the tail end of like weeks of just the weirdest shit, like technological stuff happening and people acting cray cray. And I was never a big believer in like that energy stuff, like the moon and the cycles. And now I'm like, it fucking makes sense. I always look to see like,
it makes the freaking ocean go in and out, like the tide, right? Like you have to realize the kind of effect it has. So it 100%. Totally affects humans.
Yeah. 100%. Today I was like, there has to be a full moon today. And then I looked, I was like, it's tomorrow. That explains a whole lot. Today.
And I think a lot of people I've heard that are affected by it are affected the most the day before, not actually on the full moon. Cause that like breaks the energy or whatever it changes.
Yeah.
See why we need to have Miss Megan on the episode. Cause she knows all about this stuff.
We still have we need to get her on.
Yes. We need to get her on. Miss Megan, if you're listening, we're going to be in touch with you.
We're coming for you. That sounds so creepy.
we're not talking about the moon today.
No. I wish we could.
We're still talking about people that make our lives difficult today though, but we're going to talk about haters.
Haters gonna hate. Isn't there a song for haters gonna hate?
I think there is. Oh man, we missed an opportunity right there.
Right? Vanessa. Oh, I can find it. You keep talking, I'll find it.
I know, but it doesn't record very good on Zoom.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. No, I remember being on Zoom calls and trying to listen to somebody play music and it like cuts in and out as it like picks up background noise. So
it distorts it.
Yeah.
Yes, that does.
See, we really need to get on the editing gig because then we could just lay it right in right now.
Right? Big stay tuned for commercial break. Hate is going to hate. But then you wouldn't be able to see our epic dance moves if you watched us on
YouTube. That's true. We could just sit here and dance for 60 seconds and lay over the audio track. Anyways. Today we are going to talk about haters and what to do with them or not do with them, how to deal with them, how we deal with them. And I think honestly, like just realize that we all have haters no matter where we're at in life, right? There's always somebody that's going to be an asshole. They're going to come trolling you. And one of the notes that I put on our list to talk about, and I'm just going to jump right to it. Cause I think it's really important to probably preface everything with this, especially I find personally, can't speak for everybody, but I especially find that ever since I've started really working on myself and really working on leveling up, some of the biggest haters are the people that are closest to you in your life and that you love the most, right? Like,
amen.
There's the stranger factor, but man, like it can be fucking hard when your family and friends are like, you're going to do what? Yeah. Pardon me. Like, who do you think you are? Right. Yeah.
Well,
and those are some of the worst ones.
Totally. And it all comes down to like, I wouldn't call them haters, but definitely doubters. Right. Like I just,
but that's what it feels like.
It does.
They're hating on you. Like they're,
totally.
pissing on your parade. Like,
yeah, 100%. That's why one of our rules is don't piss on each other's dreams.
Yeah. And it like cuts to like a whole new level when it's somebody that you thought was supportive, whether it's a spouse, family, friends, whatever it is, right? When it's somebody close, it can cut especially hard. I find personally, I can brush off the random hate. Like this kind of got sparked. I don't, Vanessa could decide if she wants to share or not, but she had some nasty comments on Instagram, right?
I got fat shamed. I'm making it. I'm doing it. I got fat shamed on Instagram.
So that's kind of what sparked it. We were talking about it. I was like, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about haters and how to deal with the people that are going to freaking piss on what you do and call you name. And like, honestly, even label you things that aren't even true, because you're like, that's not the kind of content that you post.
No,
that is not who you are. You're not like a horribly unhealthy person that's not doing anything productive in their life to work on being better. Like you
totally.
Of all people to deserve that comment, Vanessa is not the person.
Like, right? And it's totally. Keep going. I keep cutting you off. I'm all excited. I'm
We both are. Just like people are assholes, right? And when we were doing some research here to just kind of like read about, you know, what other like generally high achieving humans, how they deal with this and how they feel about it too. It's that those people who are hating on you are doing it not because they actually hate you or they don't actually like you or whatever it is. They see something in you that they don't have within themselves that like they probably want and you have it and they don't, and they hate you for it.
Totally.
So that's a total mind fuck until you learn that. Like, they don't actually dislike you or the thing that they're criticizing you for. It's because you have something that you're out there that they want, and they see it in you and they're jealous, basically. Right. Yeah,
can be. Absolutely. And I think like when to go back to the comment that you made about like, sometimes the people that are closest to you that can show you like doubt and, you know, hate on the things that you're doing and all the things, like, we have to remember that those people want to keep us in the comfort zone of their comfort zone. They want to keep us the versions that they know. Right.
Yeah.
Growth, especially growth within yourself, can feel scary, but it's even more scary when the people who love you see you getting braver and bolder and doing different, bigger things, and they're scared for you. Right. Yeah. And it definitely comes across a lot of times as self-doubt and hate and all that kind of stuff. And it is so hard to be able to say, like, to filter that out and be able to say to yourself, like, I understand where they're coming from. They're scared for me, but to still hear it fucking sucks. I deal with sometimes, it all the time.
Yeah. I think we all do. And I think sometimes they're not even scared for you. I think sometimes, and in my experience, maybe more often than not, I feel like they're scared that if you go out and do these crazy things, that they're going to feel like a failure in their own life because they're not trying to accomplish things. Right.
Or left, like, behind.
Yeah. Lots of different things. I mean, they naturally will get left behind, but I think it's really hard to watch people grow and then you stay planted where you are. And you're like, okay, but they're getting all those things. They're getting, you know, all these things are happening for them. All these things are happening to them. They're growing, they're happier. They're all these things. I want these things.
Yep.
And change is scary. And when somebody else changes and grows, it forces you to look inward about yourself. And that's, I think, where they want to suck you back down, like, stay with your feet planted in the mud with me. Let's just stay here. We're comfortable. We're fine. This is enough. Right. And when that person wants to grow, you have to look inward at yourself. And that can be really scary.
Self-reflection is fucking hard. It's so hard and so scary. 100%.
And awareness too, right? Like, when you watch somebody else grow, that self-awareness of the fact that you aren't doing anything productive towards the things that you actually want inside your heart.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
And those are the kind of people that are going to turn into the haters. They're going to say mean things to try and make you back away from what it is you're doing and stick with them.
Well, and even sometimes it's not even mean things. Sometimes it's just psychologically saying things that they know is going to get under your skin, right? Totally. Yeah. Right. Like, and that's just it. And I think that within personal development, like, you and I both have been through this, and we know at the very beginning, I think, of my journey, definitely, I listened to a lot of it more than I do now. Now I just know what to expect from those people. And when, yeah. and I don't even share a whole lot of what I'm doing with those people. Like I have massive boundaries around those people now. But yeah. when the opportunities for them to hate on me or put, you know, plant self-doubt seeds and stuff in my mind, I always just remind myself that this is why I keep them at an arm's length. And this is why I don't share everything with them. Right. And then to yeah. remind myself that it's okay. That's their journey. And that's the way that they're showing up in this, but it has nothing to do with me. Right. Like yeah. I have to keep growing. I'm not okay to just sit in the mud and if that's how you want to live your life, absolutely. Okay. You mm-hmm. have to be okay with that. It's fine. There's nothing yep. wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with not growing. It's completely fine. But for me, I cannot sit still. I cannot sit stagnant. I have to keep doing something. Yeah. So yeah, when I get those self-doubt seeds planted, I always just have to come back and remind myself of what it really truly is. And it's just their own fear being projected onto me. And it has yep. nothing to do with me. Nope. So that's what keeps me going. 100%.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We're both going to say something and then we didn't.
Most of the time we just talk over top of each other. And now it's right? like, oh, I heard you inhale. Are you going to speak?
Yeah, I'll stay radio, silent. Radio silence.
Awkward.
Totally. That's okay. We're good. So I wanted to say too, that there's a huge difference between haters and people who just aren't aligned with you. I think there's a big difference. Like I have many people within my own life that aren't necessarily aligned with me, which is totally okay. We can be nice to each other. We can share pleasantries, which is totally fine, but I do have a boundary around those people. But then there's like the haters, and the haters are the people who, number one, I would say are like the people who fat shamed me on Instagram last week. Right. Like, and I do get trolly kind of comments every now and again on my social media. And with those people, it used to really eat at me. It used to always like, I think like, oh my gosh, what am I doing that like upset that person? I can't do that again. And now I know that I'm actually using it as a tool to see, holy shit, like I'm getting bolder and I'm getting braver with my own voice and I'm showing up in the world the way that I want to show up in the world. And it's ruffling feathers with people. I'm doing something right. Yep. Right. Like haters are never going to be the people who are going to support you. They're never going to be the people who are going to listen to your message. They're going to be the people that you could be staring at a black wall and say to somebody, the wall is black, and they will fight you to the death that the wall is white. Fuck. Right.
And like our world never is so inundated with that right now.
They're never, ever yeah. going to be able to be won over by you. So for me, it's like the fat shamers who called me a fat pig last week and told me I was unhealthy and that I'm a bad role model. Bless, block, delete. That's all I did. Yeah. I didn't even give them the chance to see that my message had been seen on their Instagram. Like yeah. I read it. I got halfway through it. I skimmed through the rest. I thought there's nothing here that's important to me or my mission or why I'm showing up the way that I am. And you don't fucking know me. If you knew anything about me other than my physical body, you'd know that I take care of myself. You know that I eat my healthy food. I also eat cheeseburgers. You know that I drink water, that I don't drink alcohol. You know that I take care of my mental health. But if you're going to judge me on what my physical body looks like, you don't belong in my, you're not in my realm of my space. So I bless them because that's who I am. I send kindness with everything. Kill and then I block their asses. Absolutely. Yep. Right. Like I have, I have no time for that kind of stuff.
No. And that's the thing with haters that I think there's like a really valuable lesson in there. Mm-hmm. Not just on learning how to read things, take things, learn from things, right? Choose what part of it you're going to maybe keep with you and learn from, choose what part of it you're going to let go, but also recognizing like what actually warrants a reaction. You don't have to react to everything. You don't, right? Like I'm trying to teach my kids that right now. This is a perfect example. They totally act like little haters to each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. No, this isn't going into the conversation about yesterday. So stop smiling like that. I am not telling the world what's going on right now with that. You guys will have to wait 10 years. Then you'll hear about it. But they, so my youngest two are 5 and 6. They're 1 year and 4 days apart. So they fight like fucking terrible. Right. When they fight, it's bad. It's very, mm-hmm. very bad. Mm-hmm. And anyways, lately, the six-year-old really likes to mimic the five-year-old. So he'll, right? He'll be like, don't bug me. And the other one, don't bug me. I said, leave me alone. I said, leave me alone. Right. So he does it until the younger one just fucking loses his mind. Like snaps. He just cannot take it anymore. Right. And then he snaps and he screams and he cries. And sometimes there's hitting and it's just wonderful. So I've been trying to tell him, I'm like, listen to me. When he does that, the best thing you can do is totally not react. Ignore him. Like as soon as you go, I don't like you copying me or whatever it is, you're just feeding into, and he's just loving it. Right. Cause he's like, now I'm making you mad. This is my goal. My goal is to make you mad. Yeah. And you're getting mad and I'm just going to keep pushing until you snap because this is what I want right now. So I'm trying to teach him. I'm like, you don't need to react to everything he does. Literally like walk away. Don't listen to it. If you're on your iPad, just keep watching. Like he'll quit because you're not giving into that. You're not feeding that flame. Right. And that goes for all of us too. Like choose what's worth your reaction. And sometimes, and I know I'm 99% sure I've covered this before, but I also am a very big advocate for if something really upsets you and you really need to say something, type it out or write it on a piece of paper or whatever, but don't ever like hit send. Right. Write it all out, get all fucking angry, use all your emojis, and then delete it because the energy of that message went out there. It's in the world. You got it off your chest, but it's just not worth it sometimes. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it totally is. Sometimes it's not.
And to be super safe, if you're going to do that, I suggest that you open like Word on your computer and type it out and not in the actual messenger in case you're like fired up and then you hit the send or, instead of the X by accident. Because I've done that before, not sending like a horrible note or anything like that, but I've just done that before where I've sent an email by accident that wasn't meant to go. And it just was a, I'm sorry. And it long, long story. There's no hate involved, nothing, but it was just something that like, same thing. I needed to say something and it had nothing to do with the person on the other end. And I hit send by accident, piece of paper, shit my pants. Writing it down, letting it
part of technology,
right. Letting it go, writing it down and burning things is do that a couple times a year. Oh, it's so good.
I just generally, I'll just type it out and then I delete it or I'll like close it. Sometimes I'll even copy it. And I'm like, maybe I'll still be really mad in a couple hours and I'll actually want to say it. But most of the times I don't. Like it's,
if you give yourself, you're grown up, you get to choose it. If you give yourself 24 hours, have a 24 hour rule, right? Give yourself 24 hours. And if it's still right, if it's still something that needs to be said, then you can have a conversation about it or reply.
And after 24 hours, you're probably going to say it a little bit more politically correct than you would have if you were to respond right away. Right.
Totally.
But I think that's something that I've learned. There's definitely been some situations in the last year, especially work related for me, where freaking shit's gone sideways and, you know, things have happened. And it's been a really big lesson in I always have been bad for letting things just eat me inside. Like I think about it and I think about it and I think about it and I think about it. Every scenario, I could have said this, I should have said that, I should have done this. What if I would have done that? Right.
Yeah.
And, it's been really freeing in a sense to learn how to like, okay, read the words or whatever it is. If it's a conversation, whatever, like bring it in. What can I learn from this? How can I grow from it? And then like acknowledge that it happened and then let it go. And it'll still come back to your mind, right? Let it come in. Oh yeah. Okay. But we already dealt with that situation because this is what we learned. We're letting it go. And eventually when you think about it, it won't give you that like, pit in your stomach or make your palms sweaty or whatever. Right. Like it's totally, you can learn from these situations and these, these people that are saying these things, and you'll grow from it if you choose to do it in the right way.
And that's the biggest thing. You can choose to either sit in it or you can choose from to learn from it.
Yeah.
And the growth comes from choosing to learn from it, taking back the power and not being the victim in the whole situation. Right.
And not that we're perfect, because sometimes I still totally give in to the bad side of it. But like with anything, right? You just learn to choose the better option more than you choose the negative option. So
I still mouth what the fuck under my mask sometimes when I'm dealing with people and stuff out in public, right? Like, we are not perfect by any means, but you nailed it. It's just getting used to choosing to do the thing that's better for you more times than
wanting to
someone in the face with a chair.
You said it perfectly. It's better for you. It's not what's better for the situation or the other person. Mm-hmm. You don't need to worry about how they're going to feel or how they're going to react. Do what's right for you. Yeah. And if you do what's right for you, 99% of the time, you're going to choose to keep your mouth shut and you're going to do the work inside and deal with it that way.
Yeah. You can only control you. You can't control what other people do and you cannot control how people are going to react. So you just have to do what's best for you. 110%. Yep. And not worry about what other people, because that's not your responsibility. No. Like I think that's a massive life lesson when you can learn for yourself that you're not here to take care of other people's emotions. You're not here to take care of how people react to you. Like that's a huge lesson I've had. I've been learning it for a very long time, years, but this is the year that it finally just landed for me that I'm not going to apologize and hide who I am because I look different. The way that the general public, which I have been afraid of for years, years and years, I traded my wig for my hat, right? Like I still, even outside of events and outside of doing talks and stuff, couldn't go out into the normal world and go to the mall without my hat on. It was just so terrifying, but that is also trauma. So that's a whole other conversation. But I realized one day, like, I'm not responsible for the way that people perceive me or people welcome me or people, you know, look at me or whatever. I'm not responsible for any of that. No. I'm responsible for showing up as who I truly am to make me happy. Yeah. And if it ruffles people's feathers, ruffle.
Yeah.
Like it's not my, I love that. I'm going to make that into a t-shirt. Ruffle. I need like the shake your tail feather from Nelly or whatever that song is. That's going to be my new song for this year. Shake your tail feather. Just watch my Instagram now. I'm going to make a reel for it. Shake your tail feather. But I think it's so true.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like when you do respond or like grow in a way that makes you make choices that are more in alignment with you, you'll also recognize like how few and far between the assholes are in the world. Oh, right?
Absolutely.
Like the people that are going to hate on you. I mean, aside from you today, Vanessa's had quite the day with peopleing in the world, but for the most part, like you'll realize, and like you should already be able to realize, it's probably been really difficult this last year because there's been a lot of division in the world, but most people are nice. Most people aren't going to go out of their way. Sure, they might think something. Most people don't have the audacity to come up and say it to you. Most people don't have the audacity to even go on your Instagram and write it right and put it on your picture or whatever. Most people are decent human beings, just like we are, right? Like people want to be loved. People want to be liked. People want to be accepted. There's just a very small percentage. And I feel like that's one of my notes here, is that I feel like we're so much more vulnerable and susceptible nowadays in these modern times because of social media.
Oh,
because we put ourselves out there, right? So
keyboard warriors. It's so easy. It is so easy for people now to sit behind their computer screens and type nasty shit to another human being with zero.
They would never say it if they were in front of you.
No. Because
they'd get their fucking teeth knocked out right? most of the time, right?
Totally. Yeah. No, with zero, what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Consequence.
And there's a word I'm trying to think of and I can't fucking think of it. Being held accountable. There we go.
Yep.
People, it is so much, absolutely. It's so much easier now for people to be able to just go on social media, type some stupid thing that they want to say to someone that's going to hurt somebody and have zero accountability for it. It is. It's so easy for someone to just create a social media thing. Account. I can't talk. Yeah. This is the day I've had today. I'm just like, I've got this great idea in my mind. I want to talk about it, but my mouth is not saying the words. To be able to go on and create a social media account, say these horrible things, delete that social media account, and then create another one and do it again. Yeah. Like we are up against that. Like that is hard. And that's just a real threat or whatever you want to call it now. But that's why this is so important to start doing this work, especially when you're doing any kind of like personal development work or you're bettering yourself or you're putting yourself out into like a social media platform, stuff like that is the faster you can understand that those things are going to happen. If you don't have people, and not to say that like haters are a good thing, I use them as motivation. don't use them. I don't take the criticism. First of all, if you're going to criticize me from a fake Instagram account without even getting to know me, and I've never seen you before in my life, I'm not going to take your criticism for anything. Like, you don't know me. You don't know anything about me. I will only take constructive criticism from somebody who I trust and admire, who is at the level that I want to be at. I will never take criticism for somebody who's not at where I am in my journey. Right. Yep. And so the people who decide to troll me on Instagram and call me a fat pig and, you know, I'm a bad influence and all the things, like, okay, I'm glad that whatever I wrote and that my chubby bikini picture made you so angry that you took time out of your day to fat shame me. I did something. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. You just helped my analytics. Thank you.
Yep.
Right. Yep. So, and that's just it. I use it as motivation now, but even last year or 2 or 3 years ago, I would have definitely taken that to heart. It does still sting. I'm not a robot. Like it does still sting, but it definitely doesn't sting like it used to. Right. Yep. But I do, I use it as motivation now, because definitely as I'm growing and as you're growing as well, like, we are with the goals that we have, with the big goals, big juicy goals I have, like, I am going to be getting haters all the time when I get to that level. So I might as well get used to it now. Right. So the couple that I've had, it's just been, they're my training wheel haters.
Yeah.
Right. I just need to throw some spokey dokes onto my fucking bike tires of my goal and keep ruffling some feathers. But, and this is one thing. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say, this is one thing that to lead into what we were going to talk about next is to, when you're talking about alignment and we're talking about like haters and stuff, this is a real prime example of why finding your tribe is really important. Yeah. To create, you know, alignment with people who are close to you and who are in alignment with you and your goals. You don't necessarily have to be on the exact same path. You and I are very aligned. And we have totally different goals that we're going for, right?
Yeah.
But our core values are basically the same, and we're very much aligned in how we show up in the world and what we want to do with our lives. And so I know for a fact, like, I would rather put my energy into my tribe of people who love me fearlessly, right? And I would rather put my energy into those people. We don't necessarily always have to agree on everything. Like, we can still have opposing opinions, all those kind of things. That is not where haters live. But you do have to find your tribe and love them hard, because those are the people who are going to keep you balanced for when you start to have haters show up in your life, or you start to have those people close to you that are maybe planting self-doubt seeds in your mind, right? That they're not at the level that I want to play at, and that the tribe that you're surrounded with, those are the people that you really focus your energy on, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, you're never, what's the one that I wrote on here? I can't even see it now, but it's,
we're getting old.
You're never gonna get hate on by somebody that's like more successful, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always the people beneath you that are going to come clawing at your heels to say all the bad things, right?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing too is that, like when you said that people say hurtful things online, which is very common, right? That hurt people. Like, those people are feeling something inside of them.
Yeah.
And you're triggering that emotion in them, or that thought or that memory or whatever it is, that trauma. And that's why they're lashing out, because it's a them problem. It's not you. You're not the problem. You're like the thing that reminded them of something else, right? And brought that emotion out. So
you're a trigger. And sometimes being a trigger can be the greatest gift to other people.
Yeah,
I truly believe it. I know every time today I was triggered, holy balls, was I triggered today. And I just kept thinking to myself, like, what can I learn from this crapshoot of a day? Like,
an opportunity. It's an opportunity to become a better person, right? Yeah. Like, some days people are going to trigger you and you're going to snap and you're going to bitch and you're going to judge and everything, right? Like, we're not perfect. That's, we go through those moments, but sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation where you're upset about something. And if you're able to, if you have the capacity in your bucket that day to deal with it, like, take a step back and be like, okay, What is it about the situation? Is it what they're doing? Is it what they're saying? Is it, is there something else I'm feeling? And this was just like a thing in my way, or right? Like there's, it's never just the thing. Like if you're in traffic and you're raging because the traffic's not moving, you're not actually mad at like the other people in the cars that can't go anywhere. They probably would rather be driving too. Yeah. You're mad because you're late for your kid's recital or you're whatever, right? Like there's something you're really fucking hungry and you got no food left from your lunch and you need to eat, right? It's never the thing that's the thing. It's something else. So if you have the capacity in those moments, that's where you can grow. And again, I will reiterate that I'm not saying you're going to ever be able to do this 100% of the time. You know, like as much love and compassion as we have for other people and knowing what people could be going through and all that kind of stuff, especially as coaches and leaders in this kind of capacity, there are still days where I still have those moments where I think shitty things about people. And that's just, it's human nature. Like, right. So
today was a prime example of, by the end of the day, I was just like the last human that I encountered that was
enough people.
Right. Like it just, it's such a day, but like the last human, I was literally under my mask and I was just like, want to high five you in the face with a chair.
Well, and like
WTF.
I was talking about this with my boss. I'll have to share this episode with Sarah. So I went down to Innisfail last week. Gosh, time has been flying by lately.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I stayed at her house for the night and she was like, I've just had enough peopling.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I feel like this last like year and a half, like obviously it's going to be different depending where everybody's listening from and what they've dealt with there. But like, there's been so much less human connection, like not just in not being able to like be in large groups of people, but even just the human connection of people having their fucking faces covered. Like you don't get the same connection from eyeballs that you get from the whole thing, right? Like it's not even close to the same experience. And I feel like now when you're like around people with facial expressions, you can see how they're interacting with you and each other and like being in bigger groups and stuff. And it's just like that energy just like eats you, right?
It can
like
be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming. It's great. Don't get me wrong, but it can totally be overwhelming. But again, those are those moments where you can be like, okay, why is this bugging me? Okay, maybe this is bugging me because I haven't been around people for 18 months and I'm like not used to, or maybe you're an empath and you're taking on people's energy or whatever the situation is, right? But that also gives you the opportunity to stop and maybe just be grateful for what it is. Like I totally had a moment like that today. We went out for lunch this afternoon outside the Sports Star. They have this like big Oakley event going on. There's a bunch of food trucks and they have tables set up to sit at because now you can finally like sit and eat. Other humans. Right.
Yeah.
And there was like hardly anybody doing it. So anyways, we got our food. My husband went to one truck with one kid and we went to a different truck with the other kids. And then we came back to sit down and we sat down on this table and I looked over and there was like pop smear and like crumbs everywhere.
Oh.
And I looked at him and I was like, I have never been so grateful for a dirty fucking table. I don't even care. I'm just so happy that like
someone ate here before us.
Yes. And I'm like allowed to touch it. Like I'm gonna live. I'm gonna be fine. Yeah. Like this is how we survived before and we were just fine. Right. Like it just, that was an opportunity where I could have sat down and I could have been like, fucking people don't even clean up. Nobody's blah, blah, blah. Where's the sanitizer? But it was like, no, like it's fucking great. This is the way the world should be. Like,
welcome to my level of gratitude.
Oh man.
Not very many people live on this level. I have to tell you, people always think that I'm weird when I say, like, even I'm had grateful that, for this.
I don't even think I told you about this. So we stayed in Calgary on the weekend.
Oh, we're in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, we were. And we went to the Best Western Portacol. It's got like a fucking crazy good pool. Like
the water slides.
Yes. Like multiple water slides. Yep. The pool's huge.
Yeah.
And anyways, because literally restrictions here lifted, like, well, that would have been, I think it was like the third when we were there.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause Friday was the second. We stayed there the Saturday night. So it would have been third. So like they just lifted. Right.
Yeah.
And I called the hotel before we even booked. And I was like, making sure that the pool was open. So we get there to check in. It was like 5:30. we were going to leave to go to the park for a bit. And I'm like, okay, well, what are the pool hours? Cause the kids just want to know about the pool. That's all they care about.
Yep.
And she's like, well, our normal hours are from 9 till 9. She's like, however, because of COVID and everything, just reopening, she's like, and the hotel's super busy. She's like, we're going to open at 8 a.m. and we're going to stay open till 10 p.m. I'm like, oh, that's fucking nice. Awesome. Like, how cool. Right.
Yeah.
So we got back to the hotel. It was like 8:30, 8:45, something like that. Like it was getting close to like time to close. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, get changed quick or whatever. And mm-hmm. they were supposed to have wristbands on to go in the pool. Like that's how they keep track of everybody. Yep. And I had misplaced them. I left them in the car or whatever. So I called the front desk and she's like, yeah, no problem. Come on down. She's like, so the pool's really busy. She's like, so we're going to keep mm-hmm. it open till 11 so that everybody can have. And I was like, you guys are fucking awesome. So we went in there. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that pool in person,
yes, but I have
not. There was easily over 100 people in that pool.
It's a big pool, but it's not that big.
It was packed. Yeah. Jeez. It's like what? Like the size of like half a tennis court, probably.
Yeah,
bigger pool. It's not that big. It's decent for a hotel pool, but it's like,
it's not like a wait. No. It's not like you go to the Leisure Center waiting.
Yeah. Fucking packed.
Oh God.
And I looked at my husband and I was like, normally this would irritate me that I just paid $200 and I got to mm-hmm. come in here and listen to like 800 screaming. Kids screaming, splashing. Like if you didn't want to get wet, you better leave because you're going to get soaked by somebody. It might even be an mm-hmm. adult. Right. And like the water slides empty into the pool. Like there's fucking people everywhere. The mm-hmm. hot tub, you could barely even get into. And I was like, but after this last year and a half, mm-hmm. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like there's people, they're all happy. You can see their faces. The kids mm-hmm. are all like talking to each other and playing with strangers. And like mm-hmm. everybody's in the hot tub and they're all sitting all close together. And it's like, man, like that was an human opportunity. Stew.
Yeah,
that was an opportunity for me to be a hater, to be pissy in the situation and mm-hmm. mad at the world and instead find gratitude in the situation. So
totally. I can't find gratitude.
Two real world examples.
Totally. I can't. I'm going to have to think of gratitude for my last weird encounter today. Basically, I had a human come in to work today, stared at me from outside in the hallway at the mall, and then walked in and told me that he needed to come in to see if I was a boy or a girl. We'll give it a moment of silence.
We came up with a lot of creative solutions. So Vanessa is like armed to the fucking hilt for the next time somebody says something stupid like that. She is totally ready for it.
I would never. Like, I love my job. I love my job.
She might do it in her head. This is a situation where you
totally. 100% in my mind.
You're just going to be like, hold on. I need to write this down and I'm going to burn it. Okay. Totally. Well, how can I help you?
Totally. I was just, like flabbergasted. Like, you know, I get a lot of stuff. I do. I get a lot of stuff. I'm a fucking beautiful bald girl. Like I get a lot of stuff that people say to me. But that one was definitely new. It's like, I wasn't wearing a mask, but usually I have like a baby blue mask on and I have earrings in and I have gigantic boobies.
The mask was blue though, Vanessa. So that like,
no, but it's like
male energy.
No, but it was baby blue with flowers on it. Very girly, but I wasn't even wearing it. But I'm wearing earrings and makeup. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with me. But yeah, that was definitely a moment for me where I had to bite my tongue because under my breath, I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Who says that? Just walks in. I just had to check to see if you're a boy or a girl.
But really, I'm don't
very
you just,
much a girl.
You can don't tell you just by wish my... you had balls as big as him to just have the audacity to ask those like,
no. Cause he's going to say something stupid to someone one day. And those are the people
sure
that
he just did.
I know, but I can't hit you. Did. I can't hit you at work. Step outside the mall. Let's go to my car. Even then I was flabbergasted. I was like, wow, I haven't had something like that said to me in a really long time. I always get like the random stupid comments or whatever. I get lots of questions, which I always encourage questions. I'd rather educate you than, you know, have you assume.
Yeah.
But yeah. I get a lot of, I've had quite a few really just dumb meaningless thing said to me. And that was definitely, that was a new one.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's just whatever, but that same thing, it has nothing to do with me. Right. Like no. that no. was whatever he needed to do. He needed to do it. It just sucked that I was at the receiving end after already just a crazy weird day.
Yeah.
But yeah. In my mind, I was high-fiving him in the face with a chair, but
yeah,
on the outside,
but that
it was more of a face of what?
That's
did
a perfect,
you really just say that?
Yeah, right. That's a perfect opportunity though to like recognize what needs a reaction and what doesn't, right? Totally. Like, would it have served any purpose if you would have flipped out at him or no. said something it, just as crass back? Like,
yeah, and it would have made me feel like shit to yeah. reply back to that, right? Like, all yeah. I could reply back to that, I was like, this is the least what the fuck thing I can say is okay.
Yeah.
And then he left in and out. I'm a girl. That's last time I checked. Last time I checked where God split me, I'm a girl. Like, right? Like, and that's the thing is some of these things that people say catch me so off guard. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm almost going to miss wearing masks because I'm not going to be able to hide my facial expressions yep. very well anymore.
Lots of people have said that. I'm going to have to work on my resting bitch face now. It's like, yeah, a little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
But yeah, that was definitely a doozy today. And for me, it yep. was like exactly that. And I don't classify that person as a hater, but just it's the perfect example of responding to it, right? Like I didn't need to stand there and I have a boundary. Like had he kept going and kept making inappropriate comments to me, I definitely yeah. would have put up a boundary. Right. But
yeah,
just the fact that he needed to come in and say that to me and then leave, that has nothing yeah. to do with me.
Yeah.
Whatever you
know. And maybe you couldn't label him as a hater, but what he no. said was disrespectful, which still 100%. Goes along the lines of haters. Right. So yeah, it's the same kind of situation where you have that opportunity to choose mm-hmm. to react, to choose how to react and to yeah. choose how to use that moment, right?
Well, and protect your own energy. Had yeah. I reacted in the way that I maybe would have reacted 4 years ago, would you not have served my purpose. Yeah, it no. would have made me feel like more shit, right? Like, and that's yeah. not mine to take on. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's exactly yeah. it. You're in control of your reaction. Don't give them what they want, which is your energy focused on them. We just made yeah. a note about that. I'm just reading through what if we, oh yeah, be careful that you don't let other energy poison your own waters. Like that's yeah. the perfect example of that, right? Like you yeah. have to be very mindful, especially when you're doing self-development work and personal growth work, you have to be very mindful of protecting the energy around you, right? Like mm-hmm. I always think of it as just being in one of those big ass rubber balls that people like run at each other in and
yeah.
bounce off of each other and stuff. Like that's how I kind of go about my day. And I really am selective of who I let within that boundary of within that bubble. Yeah. Because if you don't bring joy and safety and, like new levels of thinking and stuff to that bubble, you don't get to come into it.
Yeah.
And there's only a handful of people that I welcome with open arms into that bubble. But those are the people who not to say that they've proven, because people don't need to prove anything to me, but time and time again have shown up for me, you know, without expectation.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and they have proven themselves to me that they are safe humans to be able to be in my bubble. So there's very few people yeah. that are in that, but you definitely do have to be careful of who you let within your ocean.
Yeah.
Because there are some people who unfortunately have changes of hearts or may have different intentions with why they want to be within your circle. And a lot of times hurt things happen after the fact and things come to light. Yeah. I know even within like the last couple of years, I've had a couple of people close to me within some of our groups that we know together, that, yeah, I let my guard down around and I definitely got hurt. And it's been a real, just real life lesson that you can't always trust everybody, even if you think that they have good intentions. That doesn't mean yeah. that they're a hater. But it's the same thing. You just have to be careful with your boundaries, right? And really be selective of who you let in, because people sometimes will just get into your garden to plant self-doubt seeds, right? Yeah. And you've just got to be really mindful of that. But there again, if that does happen, you have to give yourself massive grace and understand yeah. it's not a you problem. It's a them yeah. problem, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking to see what else if we missed anything. Oh, this is a big one. We've talked about this one before. Remain focused on your why.
Yeah.
So good. So good. And remember,
it's really the core of everything.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Like, and that's just it. Even when I had those, you know, fat shamers or whatever, people fat shaming me on Instagram last week, the number one thing, the very first thing I did when I was starting to read that message, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, good thing I was by myself and I wasn't on like live video stream, because my face gave it all away on that one. I could feel it. But same thing, it was like that criticism from you that I don't even know. You don't know anything about me, right? Like, you don't know my why. You don't know why I'm doing this. You don't know. And let's just be real here for a second. I am not 100% confident in my body. I am not.
Nobody is.
Just posted yesterday a reel on Instagram and TikTok about follow me for a day on a bad, or not a bad, I don't believe in bad body days, hard body day. I didn't feel great about myself yesterday, and I decided to video it. Right? Like even on the hard days, I still make sure that I'm eating right. I'm still trying to get my steps in. I'm drinking all my water. I do my reading. I try and do the things that keep me grounded. Right. And those are those things that bring me back to my why.
Yeah.
Right. But like, yeah, I just, that was the first thing that came to my mind is after I read the message and was like, resting bitch face came out and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Okay. My why is this. And it means I'm doing something big, right? And I'm ruffling some feathers, which is good.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% confident in my body. It took a lot of fucking self-talk and a lot of like prepping my, like boosting myself up and doing like my ritual, not my rituals. That sounds like I'm a voodoo witch or something, but like to talk myself up enough to be able to hit post on that fucking picture.
Yeah.
Like, and of course that's the one that's going to get the fucking comment. Cause that's just the way the universe works. Right.
Blam! I was just going to say, part of that's just a lesson for you too. Like, did you really want to do this? Look, these people don't like it. So is it going to get in your brain and prevent you, or are you going to push past it no matter what, because your why is important enough and keep growing.
Yeah. Now I just want to go take more bikini pics and post them so I can piss those people off some more, because the people who are pissed off about it don't matter. I got way more engagement. I did get way more engagement from the people who left me messages and commented on it saying, thank you so much for posting this. Because I had one lady reach out to me and say that she was so grateful to see that, because this weekend, which is tomorrow, she's going camping with her family and she has never worn a bathing suit in front of her children. Mm. And I was like, what? What? And she's like, I went out and bought a bathing suit today after seeing your Instagram post 2 days ago. She's like, I am determined to play with my kids on the beach and I don't care what people are going to think about me. I want to be. Yay. And I put it in my post that I still do have self-doubt. I still, you know, when I'm walking down the beach and my fucking thighs are clapping for me, I still think like, oh, I got the jiggles and the cellulite and all the things. And people are probably thinking I shouldn't be wearing a bikini. And then right away, I remind myself, it's more important for me that my children have memories of me playing on the beach than it is of strangers' opinions of me wearing a bikini.
Yeah. Well, and like,
and let's that brings be real. Me back to my why.
How often do you go to the beach and like watch everybody and judge every little thing about them? You don't.
I used to be a gigantic asshole, but I never
doing it because
I didn't feel good about myself.
Internal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it had nothing to do with what, like, you weren't actually focused on what Sharon at the beach looked like in her bikini. Mm-hmm. You just saw something that triggered something within you. And then you probably weren't even thinking about her. You were thinking about you in that outfit or in that kind of body or whatever. Right.
So 100%.
That's something that holds a lot of people back. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to learn to deal with haters, because if you face these comments, well, we've all faced them, whether it's online or bullies in school or family members that have said things passive aggressively or whatever. It is so important to recognize that, like, 99% of the people out there are not you're not that important that they're even paying that much attention to you.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
You just aren't. So do the freaking thing, enjoy your freaking life and learn how to learn from the situations.
Yeah. And if you get any haters, you just shake your tail feather. I'm doing a reel tomorrow. Shake it. All the haters.
Watch for that.
Right? I got to go to the dollar store and get some like 99 cent feathers now.
Yeah.
Stick them on my ass with a hula hoop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'll just have one.
Oh, this was a good one. I'm glad we talked about this. This was
so good. Yeah. Let's just do a quick 20 minute one.
Yeah, I know, right?
50 minutes Thank later. Thank
you, universe, for continually delivering us these awesome topics lately, yes. though, because it's just everything we've talked about for probably like the past half dozen episodes mm-hmm. has been all spurred by like
stuff life. That's just been happening.
Right? Like we've been mm-hmm. struggling. We're like, oh, what do we talk about? Oh, mm-hmm. we don't want to talk about that. And then something will happen. One of us will text mm-hmm. the other and it's like, fuck, that's all we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Like if we're feeling this, we know that you guys are probably mm-hmm. feeling this kind of stuff. So
totally. Yeah.
Yeah. We're here with you.
So good. Episode 20. We should have a birthday party for the next episode. We're legal yeah. everywhere.
We're going to have to drink virgin drinks on the next one.
We should. We should. 100%.
Yes. Yes.
Let's do it.
So okay. Good. Hold on. I'm not prepared. Scroll.
Oh yeah. You got to write it down. Oh yeah. You're right. Ending.
The one that my husband's supposed to help with and he still hasn't. He did listen to the episode though. He's like, I just listened to your episode where you talked about calling me out on wanting to help you with stuff and I need to do that. So this is another reminder. Mike, here's your sign. You know
what? Right? Come on, Mike. Help a sister out. Help a brother out considering today yeah. I was mistaken for a man. Help a brother out.
Yeah.
Oh God. We can only joke about it, right? Let's be real. We can only ever joke about it because
that's right.
Life's too short.
That's right.
Okay, go.
Anyways, thank you everybody for the awesome ratings and reviews. Please keep doing that. We'll keep it short. Make sure you subscribe. That really helps us with the algorithms. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. You can also see our beautiful faces on YouTube and you can decide for yourself if Vanessa is a man or a woman. Just kidding. Come on, I couldn't resist it. That might not die for a while.
I love it. It's all good. Oh, man. Well, and you had the perfect thing. Had I not been at work, I should have said my name is Amanda.
Yeah, she needed my name.
Man.
Duh.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to get
teased by that. And I'm like, it's not even funny, you guys. I'm like, idiots. Whatever.
See, you know
makes you feel better.
Yeah. You know how Beyonce has like her alter ego, Sasha Fierce?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be Amanda. That's my alter ego.
Yes.
She's a sassy bitch. She's a sassy, bitchy man.
Sassy. Duh.
Duh. So good. So good. Oh my God. I love it.
Anyways,
we were meant to be. If
you
ever
have questions, feel free to reach out. You can find us on all of our social media handles, which will be posted below, or you can email us at any time at selfloveuncensored@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Until next time, we will see you on episode 21.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.